This is a talk given by Sydney Banks. A deeper appreciation of what he is saying can be obtained by listening to this tape many times.
Try and keep as much silence as possible, eh? Because what you're searching for is a meditative state. That's what you're really looking for, eh? And you'll soon find out it's not a workshop. It's not honestly a workshop. We don't want any encounters. We really couldn't be bothered with encounters, because encounter is the sickness of the mind. And what we're trying to do is figure out how the mind works. Eh? And you people here, you're psychologists and psychiatrists, and you've got mental health, and just people who want to help others. Eh? This is what you're looking for. You're looking to try and find out how the mind works, so as in turn, you can help other people. Well, for me to go out in the world and try and tell people how it works is ridiculous, because I'm only one person. But if the teachers and the psychologists, etc., come here and they find it themselves, then they go out and you see it's their job. And the beautiful thing is, once you start to find out how the mind really works and what the mind really is and its connection to life, once you truly find this, it stops your misery. You stop commiserating with your patients. You stop commiserating with the rest of the world, because you can see the rest of the world in its lostness, and you're seeing from what you've just found this beauty, this understanding of the perfection of life. When truth is spoken, it's non-understandable to the mind. Believe me, I don't care who you are. It is totally non-understandable from the mind. This is why it's lost. This is why it's so difficult to find the way, because there's only one way. And what we're going to do is we're going to show you the way. And all I'm asking you to do is stop whatever you're thinking of what you already know. Because if you already knew, you wouldn't be here. So obviously what you know is not good enough. And all you have to do is listen. And I give you a solemn promise. When you leave this island, you will never leave the same. And if you hear a glimmer, one microscopic part of what is being said from anybody on this island, you will jump a level of consciousness and you'll start to break through what is called the missing link. And the missing link is what's missing between the spiritual reality, what the religion talks about, and here as we are right now. The missing link. Find that missing link, and that is the way. We know what the missing link is. It's on the island. And I guarantee another thing. Your life will become so nice, no matter what your job is, no matter what it is. Because see, once you start to find truth, there's only one truth. And once you start to find truth, it doesn't just fix one problem. It fixes all problems. Because it's life. It's the very essence of life itself being divulged in a spiritual manner. And with all my heart, I hope you hear what I say, because you'll find out that the world is searching in the wrong direction to fix all the problems of the universe. If you hear what I'm saying, it's the beginning of the fixing of the problems of the universe. It is not found looking at astral travel. It is not found through cards. It is not found through radiating energy from one person to another, imaginary trips. It is not found in encounter. It is not found in talking about the past. Talk about the past here, right now, and you're a damn fool. You'll miss it. You have to find it now. I know you've heard those words before, find it now, live now. It's just words, it don't mean anything. Or what you think it means is, it means live here now, just the way you are. But that's not what now means. Now means in a spiritual reality. And a spiritual reality, let me explain what a spiritual reality is. We have a mind. We have a conscious state which controls our outer mind. We have this conscious state called mind. We have an inner mind. It's the same mind, but it's just deeper. It's a deeper conscious state. It's a super conscious state. And this superconscious state holds the secret to all life. Not just talking awareness. but all life. If you can touch this, the microscopic second you just have a glimmer of it, automatically, you're beyond the mind of any psychology, psychiatry, theology that's known today. And all you're learning to do is to learn to live life and be happy. That's the secret. You're searching for a feeling, a lost feeling, because the lost mind loses its beautiful feelings. The more it's lost, the more horrible feelings, the more depression, the more jealousy, the more hate, the more envy, then comes the nervous breakdown. Now we'll show you how to stop nervous breakdowns. We'll show you how to take people out of nervous breakdowns in seconds, if you listen. We'll show you some beautiful people who have been in this situation. We'll show you the living proof, the absolute. And you see, it spreads beyond the psychology. It spreads way deeper than psychology. It spreads to every facet of life. Because once the human being is helped mentally, and the mental problems start to die away, then it has a reaction to the physical. Because once he starts to clear his mind, and he starts to go into a meditative state by realizing truth that's within himself, something that he already knows, then he starts to free himself from jealousy, hate, envy, desire. He frees himself from all the things that created the sickness in the first place. And once you free yourself from the sickness, nothing will stop you from being a success. Because you've stepped into another level of conscious state, the one that the world is searching for. And believe me, this is not a trick. And if you, as people, want to help the universe, find a microscopic part of that answer. And when you find it, you find out you found something out that you've known all along, but you didn't realize it. The second you find it, boredom will no longer be, because you find so much. You find out that all the books that you ever read about the wise men from the past and the Bibles and whatever you've read in that field will come alive. But you'll see how even the writer missed it, even though the words are right. That's where the missing link is. That's where you see the true from the false. And once you start seeing the true, you live in a... It's like a cocoon, it's a space. Like, it really is a spiritual reality. Like, only the wise men from the past, the Far East, the Christ, Buddha, all these wise men, they've all told you the same thing. Eh? It's an illusion, it's a conscious state. And when you start to see what I'm talking about, and you see your patient with a sickness of mind, and they're in hell, it's a hell of a place to be. Sickness of mind, or a lost mind. Eh? Then, when you go to help them, the main thing is you don't get caught up in it, because you can see the illusion. You know how to guide them out of it. You don't play the sickness. Go back in the past and ask somebody what happened to them in the past, and you're playing the sickness. You're putting coal on the fire, and you're caught on it yourself, and you don't know it. Freud blew it. He saw the outer reality, which is true. It is the past that creates the sickness of the mind. That is true. But that is on the outside, in the illusion, caught in the trap. But if you can throw somebody out of that trap, that past is a lie. You see, when you hear truth, what would take you 1,000 years to get in the evolution of mankind, you can get in a minute split second. It's not the words. If you're listening to what I'm saying, you're missing it. It'll happen. It's a feeling. Eh? And once that feeling is reached, it breaks a barrier in you, because it's such a new, beautiful feeling, and that's where all the knowledge is. It's parceled in a feeling. You find a feeling, and it's like a flower that opens with sunshine. Because once you find this beautiful feeling, you say, wow. And it's so peaceful, it's so nice, it starts to open up. And the acknowledgement of that feeling is filled with the very information that you all went to university for, what you all studied for, what you're all seeking. It's there. And I'm sure before you leave, you'll find something. Then when you go home, just do whatever you do. I'm not asking anybody to change one hair in their head. You'll do that because you become wise and you'll just change to suit your wisdom. That's all. And that's all wisdom is. It's spiritualization being realized and come to life. That's why if anything ever happens, I say, gee, that was wise. That was so simple. Wisdom is always simple. The island's a beautiful island. And maybe somebody did a rain dance last weekend. I don't know, but we'd like some sunshine. But anyway, I think they're getting the pool heated and they've got a sauna. There's tennis courts all over the island. There's golf. There's lots of things to see. So come and find it for yourself. Come and find out how you can be happy. Find out how you can get your life to perfection. Not a little bit better, but perfection. Look for that perfection. And when you find it, the only way you will find it is find out how the mind is related to what is called life. And once you find it, you turn around and say, you too? And you, and you, and you, and every living soul in the world is the same mind as yours. Once you realize your own mind, you realize everybody's mind because everybody is the same. You talk from that truth, from the beautiful, unbelievable, impersonal. The beautiful impersonal. You know what the impersonal is? The religious mind would call it God. That's what it is. But because we're going into psychology, we keep away from that word a little bit, eh? You can't, because we've got our sight set on what is called God, eh? So that's the church's business. Now our business is the mind. But you find that mind, and you'll find what is called God. Because it's exactly the same thing. What psychology? Would you like to explain what psycho means? And it's related to spiritual. But we've missed that point. And that's the missing link in psychology. There's going to be a real change throughout the world. And it's my honest belief that psychology and psychiatry will lead the people back to sanity. Psychology will find a way. I think it will happen in the United States too. And you know something else? When you find it, you'll start breaking the time barrier of evolution. It's a really beautiful thing. Because the evolution of mankind is not time like you think it is. It's an awakening. And it's where this awakening has taken place that we've had all the tremendous inventions of the universe. And if you waken up, instead of going through hell and anxiety for X amount of years, you clean it now. Then you walk in a different reality. You see with clarity. Nothing changes up there. You see what you are. Once you start to get true knowledge, you'll see how beautiful you are. You'll see how beautiful your patients are. And it'll spill over. You don't have to lecture. You just be you. You just be you. It makes it so easy. All your problems. I don't care what kind of problem it is. I swear. I don't care. Truth will fix it all. See, right now we've got workshops on sexual problems for teenagers, sexual problems for old people. Then you've got problems for your school children, relationship from child to parent. Now, when you find this, what I'm talking about, literally, it covers everything. And you find out you don't have to go out there and spread all your little parts all out, seeking all over the place. You found it. Because you found one single bit of truth. And the one single bit of truth changes you so you can see your child. You can see what's the problem. And you fix it. And as a matter of fact, you don't even have to. It just fixed for you because it's the mind that creates the problems. Find the secret to the mind and it cleans itself. And when it cleans itself, you give it to your patients. You give it to society. You give it to whoever wants it. It's an everlasting thing, eh? You can't come to the end of it. When somebody says, I know, that doesn't mean to say, he knows everything. He knows what everything is. And that's knowing. Because once you know what everything is, you are. And once you are, there's nothing to know. There's only the experience, and that's everlasting.
You're actually looking for the breath of life. That's what you're looking for. Because you want to turn your words, you want to manifest your words in a form and make it a reality. So you're looking for the breath. The soul is just that very essence of ourself. The mind is a perfect instrument by which we see life. But where we get mixed up is we've got something called a brain on a physical plane. We've got a brain. It's matter, and it functions just like a radio receiver and a transmitter. And we look in this radio and the transmitter to try and find a secret. But the secret isn't there because all it is a big lump, a big mass. If it gets mixed up with too many negative thoughts and lostness, then it doesn't receive or transmit what it should. So what we do is we try and get into the state of meditation, which is the clearing of this transmitter and receiver, clearing all the garbage away. And once it's all cleaned up, we're into the state of meditation. The second you're into the state of meditation, the oneness starts to appear. Here lies the secret. This is where you people right now are getting guided to. It's beyond the word. You see, this is why the word is of no value. It's only a guide. So you can take people and you can throw words out. But unless the guide knows what the word means, it's very, very slim chance anything's going to happen because it's the energy. It's the space. It's the confidence. It's the knowing. And the knowing brings the confidence. And the more you know, the more confidence you get in life. Because you start to see it is really, truly a spiritual identity that you're seeking. It's the unknown. And when we go in search for that unknown, we take our own known from the mind with us. And that's what we search for with our mind. And this starts an argument. Because the mind's not going to give up. It's attached to an ego and it's having a good time. It's controlling you completely. And what you've got to learn to do is to change your mind. And to change your mind, you must be in control of your mind. So you must learn how to take control of your own mind. And not let your mind run you astray. Otherwise, this is where nervous breakdowns start. When a person gets too many negative thoughts, and the whole world starts to close in on them, and all of a sudden they're having nervous breakdowns, which is a tremendously pitiful place for any human soul to be. And I'm telling you, if you hear what I'm saying, you'll be able to guide those people back. And you'll guide them back in such a manner that they've never heard before, because it'll be the opposite from what the world thinks. Don't be serious, honest. It's not worth it. Like everybody, we're all taught to be serious, even in studying, eh? You've got to be serious. And we pick it up wrong. Instead of enjoy it and get into it. Eh? Really enjoy what you're doing. You're playing tennis. Get into it. Enjoy it. Never mind the competition. Never mind the seriousness is really a sickness of mind. And not searching for something that you haven't got. Or maybe I should just stop now and if Gail can get that going, I'll leave you with Elsie and Roger, and you can hear this tape, then you can do whatever you want, talk, and then we'll have lunch. And this afternoon, I'd like to come back and maybe just not talk like this with you, but just we'll just mingle around with each other and get to know each other, eh? And rest up for tomorrow. If you ever find any negative feelings, watch it. And while you're on your journey, beware of the negativity of the universe, eh? If you turn TV on and it's really negative and it's bothering you, turn it off. If you get into company that's really negative, get out of the way. Now, you might think you're running away. You are not running away. You're being very intelligent. And once you find what you're looking for, then you can walk into all the negativity you want and it won't bother you. It just won't bother you because you'll be inside. And that's what the Bible talks about, is inside, eh? Like Noah's Ark. Now, everybody thinks that Noah actually built an ark. That's the biggest fallacy of mankind. There's no such a thing. It's just a way to express, are you inside or are you outside? You go inside. The ark is you. You are the ark. You are Noah's ark. That's what it is. And we're showing you how to get inside, so you're safe. And these are just little tips to save you a lot of time and a lot of trouble. Really, if you find negativity coming in, get out of the way. You find something that's bothering you, get out of the way. And all of a sudden, you'll start searching for positivity. See, as I said to Nora this morning, it's like the only reason the world's in trouble is because we're all full of fear. We're full of insecurity. We're all trying to be better than the other person. We're all trying to be individual great guys, eh? And great girls. We're all trying to be better. And this takes a lot of power. Because even if you hit the top, even if you become the best at whatever you're doing, you've got to sustain that position. And sustain that position, you've got to be fighting till the day you die. And every time you lose some ground and you're not the best, your insecurity comes in again. And to keep that insecurity going, you've got to go and feed it. And the only thing the mind feeds on insecurity is insecurity. Once you start to realize exactly what insecurity is, then you start to become free of it. And when you become free of insecurity, you get those beautiful feelings that you're seeking. You get free from jealousy, hate, envy, desire, anger. You get rid of them all. That's what you're trying to do. You're trying to get rid of those feelings that you don't want. And to do this, you must feed yourself not insecurity, but security. And the only way you can feed yourself security is to find something nice. So you go and look in the world for something nice, and you find niceness, you find positivity, and all of a sudden it starts to grow, and it grows, and it grows, and insecurity can't penetrate it. That's all mental sickness is insecurity. The only reason in the world that people go under mentally is insecurity. You can beat it because only you hold the power to rid yourself of insecurity. And once you do, no matter what you work at, you will become more secure. You become more secure in your mind. And your life total becomes security. And that's what you're looking for. And now that I'm telling you this, if you look around and you watch your patients, or you watch your friends, you'll see them feeding each other insecurity. And when you start to see this happening, you'll start to smile, because you'll start seeing again.
and you'll see everybody's playing the same game. So when you start to see everybody playing the same game, it's a game. And you're learning the rules of the game, so you're going to win. And believe me, if you people start to grow, and you people start to change and become more beautiful, bodily, physically, mentally, more stable, more tranquil, watch your friends. Watch your associates. Watch them come in and try and destroy what you've got. Because you've been feeding them insecurity. And all of a sudden, when you become beautiful and tranquil, there's no insecurity in it, and nothing's happening. And they're talking to themselves. And this is very, very worrying to the mind. Because it's lost its supply of the necessary drug to keep it where it wants to be, and that's insecurity. So you've got to withdraw from this addiction of insecurity, and you've got to take it in stages. And the withdrawal pill that you take is happiness. Elsie made a tape 2 weeks ago, and it was on gratefulness. And that's all you have to do. No big deal. Nothing. If you found something, if you got a feeling it was beautiful, if you found something that you think works, be grateful. The second you're grateful, you're in a state of happiness. And there's nothing else. Here's where the answers come. When you find the feeling of happiness, and the feeling of happiness, there is no such thing as insecurity. It's that simple. You know, if you could just scream it to the world how simple it is, but they won't believe. Because the name of the game in life is go find yourself. You've got a free will and a free mind, go find yourself. So you're in this world looking for yourself. You're looking for the answer to life, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking for happiness, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking to the secret of religion, you're looking for yourself. If you're looking for the secret to the mind, you're looking for yourself. That's all life is. It's a game called go find yourself. There's nothing to find. All life, total all life, is a conscious state. You are that conscious state. So there's nothing to find. The only thing that you're looking for is what is stopping you from seeing this. And what is stopping you from seeing it is your very self. Your mind on its journey trying to find itself. And someday, somewhere, it may click to you, there's nothing to find, then you've got it. Believe me, when you find your answer, you'll say, that came to me as a surprise. But a beautiful surprise. There's no such a thing, absolutely no such a thing, is finding a glimmer of truth and it being bad. If it's got a negative feeling, you can rest assured it is not what you're looking for. The second you find it, you'll find beauty beyond your books and your wildest imagination.
Thank you for listening to this talk. We hope it has been helpful to you.